It should be something you're looking forward to. It's not torture. It's like, hey, not you have to work out, you get to work out. Not you have to exercise, you get to exercise. Motion creates emotion, and if you sit all day, there is less oxygen flow, your body has less capacity. And purpose, ladies and gentlemen, is not something that you find, it's something that you create. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever, and welcome back to another episode of Role Model. You've come to the right place if you want to grow, whether that's mentally or spiritually, financially, physically. Thank you so much for tuning in, for investing your time into your own personal growth. Before we start, quick thank you to everyone who listened to this podcast this year. I saw that this podcast reached more than 100 countries, which is mind-blowing. So thank you for each and everyone here. Thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends on Instagram. It really means the world to me. And whenever you share an episode, make sure to tag me because I wanna connect with you. I wanna see the people, the faces behind the numbers. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about reasons why you might feel tired and how you can feel more energized. Simple, practical things you can do immediately, things you can implement immediately to feel better. Because that's probably what everyone wants to experience here. We all don't know how much time we have on this beautiful planet. But we all wanna feel energized. We wanna feel alive. We wanna have that life energy. And maybe before we start, think back to a moment in your life that made you really feel alive, when you had a lot of life energy. Maybe it was a time when you just fell in love. Maybe it was during a football match. Oh, I think most people here are from the States. A soccer game or any event. How did you feel? How did you walk? What was your posture like? If you can, close your eyes. If you drive a car, please don't. Close your eyes and go back to that moment. We can feel that way every single day. If you know how to meditate, that's often how I feel after my meditations. I feel alive. I feel full of gratitude. And no matter where you are in your life, you can experience that every day. You are in control of your thoughts. You are in control of your life. So let's start with 5 ways to feel more energized, or 5 reasons why you always feel tired. Number 1, you don't respect your circadian rhythm, / you don't prioritize sleep. I don't think I have to talk about the importance of sleep anymore, because everyone is doing that right now. Read the book, Why We Sleep. I want to talk especially about the circadian rhythm. Your body has, surprise, surprise, a rhythm. And most people, and I did that for a really long time, I woke up during the week pretty early, around 6, because of school, because of work, before I was self-employed. And during the weekends, I would wake up at 9 or 10. And even though I slept 9 hours, I felt drained. I had a headache. I was just as if I would have a hangover, but I didn't party or drink alcohol. But still, I felt exhausted. And that's because I didn't respect my circadian rhythm. Your body has an inner clock. And as soon as you change that inner clock, or you wake up way later than you're used to, than your body is used to, your body says, like, what is happening here? This is not how it's supposed to be. So your inner clock is confused. Your body knows exactly when you usually wake up. Your body knows exactly when you usually eat. I am a big fan of practical things and trying out things. So for the next 1 or 2 weeks, let's say 2, go to bed at around the same time. Wake up around the same time. Obviously, sleep enough. It should be good sleep quality and quantity. At least 7.5 hours, 7 to 9 hours. Good quality sleep. Good sleep environment. As I said, read the book, Why We Sleep, or at least listen. Did I make a podcast? Dr. Matthew Walker. Study his work, watch his YouTube videos. Brilliant, brilliant guy. And you will see it will make a difference, 100%. I know it's not always easy, especially if you go to a social event, especially if you party, and you know, no one has to be perfect. But just keep in mind, I think most people are unaware that you have an inner clock. And if you don't respect that inner clock, if you are not in tune with that inner clock, your body will obviously tell you. Whether that's fatigue, whether that's a headache, whether that's just you just feel drained. Second point, you eat foods that cost you energy. I love this quote, the saying, eat food that loves you back, because food should be a source of life energy. Food is here to make us feel good, to fuel us. Food is energy. Food is medicine that you take 2-3 times per day. No, if you eat food that is highly processed, a lot of refined sugar, a lot of fast food, don't expect to feel good. Maybe short term, maybe you get that sugar rush for 10-20 seconds, but that kind of food, it's not a source of life energy. A question that I like to ask myself before I eat something is, how do I feel 2-3 hours after I ate this? And again, I'm not saying you should never ever eat a cake or some ice cream. I just say, I mean, you make the decisions, you're an adult. I just say, the food that you're eating has an impact, a massive impact on your life energy, on the way you feel, on the way you think. Most of the serotonin is produced in your gut. That's where most of your neurons are. So if you want to feel also just better mentally, you want to feed your good gut bacteria. You want to eat foods that love you back. In most cases, it's whole foods. Fruits, vegetables, legumes, whole grains, nuts and seeds. Whole foods, foods that make you feel alive. And that can be different for everyone. Maybe you have a nut allergy. then don't. That's what I meant when I said you're an adult, you make your own decision. Then obviously don't eat nuts. Just for the next couple of days, ask yourself, like, how do I feel? Reflect. Eat when you have a meal. How did this meal make me feel? If it made you feel tired, this is not this is not how it's supposed to be. Yes, digesting something makes you feel tired, but if you eat something, like if I eat two burgers at McDonald's now, I feel drained after 2 hours. I feel like I want to go to bed. That's not how you should feel. By the way, I hope you enjoy the background noise. I'm sitting here in Thailand, right in front, like my accommodation is right in front of the ocean, and right now there is a massive rainstorm. But it's just part of the podcast experience. Third point, you sit too much. Sitting became the new smoking. Especially for everyone who works in an office, try to find ways to move. Motion creates emotion, and if you sit all day, there is less oxygen flow. Your body has less capacity to deliver important nutrients to your cells, the decreased blood flow. So try, here are really simple things that you can do. Get a standing desk. If you travel, it can be as simple as just putting a chair on the table. That's obvious, that's not always ideal, but better than to sit all day. During your break, go for a walk. Include some cardio into your day. You can call them cardio snacks. Maybe you have a kettlebell somewhere. Train 5 to 10 minutes. Just try to, instead of, you see, most of us, we have the habit to take out our phone and scroll through social media, watch TikTok videos. You can also develop the habit to stretch every now and then, to walk a bit, to get some fresh air. Sitting became the new smoking. The question is, what are you changing? Are you doing anything about it? Fourth point, you don't awake your life energy. And what do I mean by that? I mean you don't do things that really excite you. And I'm not just talking about your job. I'm aware that most people don't like their jobs. If you're in that position, I obviously invite you to consciously work on that, but I'm asking, what are you doing the other 8 hours of the day? We have 24 hours, you work probably 8, you still have 8 hours. What are you doing in those 8 hours that give you life energy and that costs you life energy? Which activities make you feel alive and which activities are draining? Maybe it's also time to change the attitude towards something. If you say, like, oh, cleaning my house, that's really draining. You can either say, hey, I'm going to change my attitude. It's giving me more headspace. It's making my house cleaner. Or you say, hey, I really don't want to do it. I'm going to outsource it. If you can afford, hire staff who takes care of it. If you have kids, maybe they can help. Maybe your husband can help or your wife. In general, I would recommend to do more things that make you feel alive. That can be a new hobby. I recently explored a new hobby. It's called paddle tennis. It is so much fun. And, you know, just trying those new things, trying new sports. In general, doing sport, but then also doing a sport, practicing something that you really enjoy. I see so many people go to the gym and they don't want to be there. They don't enjoy it. And then they ask, like, oh, why don't I feel motivated? Yeah, maybe because you don't want to do it. You don't like it. Maybe it's time to find a sport that you really enjoy. And then I don't think you need to motivate yourself to go to the gym. I think moving your body should be fun. It should be something you're looking forward to. It's not torture. It's like, hey, not you have to work out, you get to work out. Not you have to exercise, you get to exercise. It can be fun. But if we frame it as a burden, as something like, oh, another thing you have to do, it just makes no sense. When I go to the gym, I cannot wait to go to the gym today because I truly enjoy exercising in a gym. I enjoy things like squatting, but I also enjoy then to play football, soccer. No, I'm gonna keep saying football. Football. Padel tennis. But that's different for everyone. I would not enjoy... What is a sport that I don't enjoy? Stand-up paddling. I would not enjoy that. I don't like surfing. I don't surf. It would cost me a lot of motivation to go get a surfboard and then surf. That's different for everyone. I just invite you to find something that makes you feel alive. Things that wake up your life energy. Last but not least, number 5, probably the biggest one. You don't have a purpose. As simple as that. You don't live a life full of purpose. There is a brilliant book about that called Ikigai, highly recommended to everyone here. And it's all about purpose. It shows that people who live with purpose, who have a purpose, usually live happier lives. It's not a surprise. They also live longer lives. If you study Blue Zones, you see those people, they have in their communities, they have a purpose, they have a mission, they have a job. And if they, you know, with purpose comes a responsibility. It's like showing up for other people. It's also a bit accountability. If you have a purpose in your community, in your bubble. And purpose, ladies and gentlemen, is not something that you find. It's something that you create. It is already in you. Problem is, most of us are so disconnected to ourselves. We are so connected through social media, this and that, more connected than ever before. But at the same time, we are more disconnected than ever before. Not everyone. It is already in you. That's what my whole brand is about. I don't want you to think like you are broken, you need to be fixed. It's not the case that at some point someone will come to you or you find a magic pill and then you swallow it and all of a sudden the purpose has been created in your body. No, it's already there. It's something you create. It's something you design. It's something you can choose. You need to ask the right questions to get the right answers. Living with purpose is obviously what gives you a reason to look forward to all the activities that you do today, to help others, to serve. I think it's Tony Robbins who always says, the secret to living is giving. And best case, your purpose is connected with something that is helping, is serving the world, people, animals, whatever excites you. And the last point, finding a purpose, creating a purpose, I should say. Creating a purpose is something that I've done in the past with a lot of my one-on-one clients, and I want to do it on a bigger scale. I will work with a private group in January and teach how you can create your purpose. If that's resonating with you, if that's something that's high on your priority list, if you say like, you know, my current life, my current job, that's not what I want to do. I want to do something that's meaningful, that's impactful, that's giving me energy, not costing me energy. I want to create my purpose. Then just schedule a free discovery call with someone from my team. It's a quick 10-15 minutes conversation, just seeing where you're at, what your goals are, what your challenges are. Simple as that. All the people on my team are wonderful people who will already, even if it's not for you, give you advice, give you tasks to grow. So if you feel that's something for you, just sign up. It's called The Fire Within Mentoring. And I'm excited to see some of you there. As I said, I will be teaching it. It starts in January 2023. There you go. And at the end of the episode, I would just like to repeat all of the five things. Number one, respect your circadian rhythm. Number two, eat foods that make you feel alive. Eat food that loves you back. Three, avoid sitting too much. Move your body. Motion creates emotion. Number four, awake your life energy. Do things that excite you. Number five, create a purpose. Become aware of your purpose. That is so damn important. Thank you so much for listening today, for spending some time with me. If this episode brought you value, please let me know. Share this episode with a friend, with a family member. Share it on social media. Tag me so I can see your smiling face. I also try to say thank you to each and everyone. And if you haven't already, make sure to leave a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. That's how you can give back. And that's pretty much it. Thank you so much, and until next time.